So next is a topic we've had various section members asking us to hear about for a little while now. So we're excited for this next topic, drafting fair use opinion letters and defamation letters for your productions. Our speaker today is Chris Perez, and he specializes in all aspects of representing independent filmmakers through development, financing, production, rights clearance, and distribution. He's helped hundreds secure that very, very important E&O insurance. We know why that's important. He serves as counsel to writers, podcast producers, radio personalities, museums and foundations, and Film Independent, which produces the Spirit Awards and supports independent filmmakers around the world. I actually got to go 1 year to the Spirit Awards. It was a great experience. He's lectured on production, distribution, financing, and clearance issues at a large number of academic institutions. He's also lectured for members of the International Documentary Association and Film Independent. And he's been on panels at a lot of film festivals. He's been a leader on several of the firm's advocacy projects, including Landmark Digital, Millennium Copyright Act, exemptions secured for filmmakers in 09, 12, 15, and 18. Prior to working at the firm he is right now, he worked for the California Lawyers for the Arts, Technicolor, the Cyber Law Clinic at the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard Law School. He also sits on the board of directors for the International Documentary Association. Help me welcome Chris Perez.
Thank you for that introduction. Hi, everybody. Happy to be here. I know a few of you, don't know most of you, so happy to catch up after this presentation. Unfortunately, I don't have Gordon Firemark's booming voice, so hopefully you can hear me. But I'll try to be as clear as possible. I think I wanted to design this presentation as practical as possible. As was mentioned, our practice is really a full-service entertainment law firm. And what I mean by full service is we do pretty much everything transactional for independent film producers and production companies. So, everything from development, production legal, financing, distribution. But we've become really well known for our rights clearance work. And when it comes to opinion letters, that's really what we're talking about. And of course, the scope of opinion letters in the entertainment world is very broad. There may be opinion letters that all of you have worked on that I'm not going to cover. Would love to talk about those. But I'm really going to focus on what I know and what I have experience in. So what I want to start with is, why would you ever need to write an opinion letter? Right? So there's lots of different kinds of opinion letters out there. I'm going to give you a few examples that we've encountered. So maybe you have a documentary that's employing fair use. So about a year ago, or 2 years ago, because we worked on it for about a year, we worked on the documentary Little Richard, I Am Everything, which is a wonderful film about the life and career of musician Little Richard, directed by Lisa Cortez. It premiered at Sundance last year. And this is the kind of typical film that we would work on, our bread and butter. This film relied heavily on archival materials dating all the way back to the 1930s. It also used a lot of music, most of which was licensed, but some of which was used pursuant to fair use, and lots of other archival materials. Maybe it's a film that's based on a true story, so some of you may have heard of the film Blackberry, which came out last year, premiered at the Berlin Film Festival in 2023. Blackberry is the story, of course, the rise and fall of Blackberry. And this was an interesting one. I've worked with these filmmakers on several films. They really like to push the limits. And they didn't get permission from any of the people on whom the characters were based. They didn't get permission for a lot of the artwork that appears in the background. They didn't get permission for a lot of the trademarks that appear in the film. They don't like getting permission. So, it was kind of working with them from the treatment stage, then working with them on the screenplay. They did get permission for the underlying nonfiction book on which the story is based, but otherwise, we worked without permission. Another one, this is actually a film I worked with Amy Mitchell on. This is The Long Game, which premiered here in Austin last year. It's called The Long Game, and it's the true story of the Del Rio Mustangs who fought to play golf in an all-white country club.